You are back in the zone, live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Come on, gang, don't fight. You people focus so hard on the things wrong with Christmas that you've forgotten what's so right about it. Don't you see? This is the one time of year we're supposed to forget all the bad stuff. Stop worrying and being sad about the state of the world. And for just one day, say, oh, to heck with it. Let's sing and dance and bake cookies.
A Run DMC with a little South Park mixed in. I mean, that is the kind of remix I'm into when it comes to Christmas time. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens.
Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens.
No question about it.
And the fire's a Yule log.
That's it. We actually did this at Christmas karaoke one year. It was an abomination,
yeah,
but it was
that
sure
wasn't
fun.
A cliche, was it? Hey, just very quickly, I'm noticing Franco Harris is on the National Football League Network. And he looks to have changed very little. And is that a commentary on how good Franco looks today, or really kind of how bad Franco looked in the 70s?
It's a commentary on how many times he ran out of bounds and avoided getting hit.
What's the thing you always see online, good jeans or good docs?
Good docs, yeah.
He looks good to me.
Hey, there's a story about him.
Still got the beard.
When Vince Lombardi was at the Washington Redskins, some of his assistants were watching films of guys to figure out who they were going to draft. And Sam Huff called him and said, Coach, you got to come in and watch this guy. He's half black and half Italian. He goes, yeah, he's probably half a running back, too. So they said Lombardi walks in and sees him play, and he busts a touchdown for Penn State. Lombardi said, look at that Italian run.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, guts.
Segment brought to you part by our friends at Lander Chevrolet. By the way, again, we are wrapping it up from Dugan's Pub and Stratton's Market. Hopefully we can get Dugan's back over here before we get out of here. If you need service on your vehicle, that's the place, exit 121, Benton, Arkansas, $24.95 for an oil change and a free alignment check with a multi-point inspection. And Bill, for a few extra bucks to check you out, too. 2013 models left in stock, looking good, got to go. Make them wait for the 2014s online at LanderChevrolet.com for all the pricing and details. Malibus, Silverados, everything from the 2013 lineup. And, by the way, the 2014 Silverados and the Chevy Corvettes are all in for the upcoming model year. So get in there and take advantage. Let's take a peek back at
now
the week
that was. Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
And if you don't think we have a magical touch, ask Bob Diaco. The last time I visited with Bob was Tuesday, at the Little Rock, at the Broyles Award, rather, over at the Marriott. He was an assistant coach at Notre Dame when I visited with him, Bill. Now he's the head coach at UConn. Talk to him about Notre Dame's schedule next year, which becomes increasingly less relevant by the day because, well, he's not going to be coaching there next year, but they are going to play largely an ACC schedule next year.
We are going to Notre Dame is an independent football team. Our other sports join the ACC.
Right.
But in doing that, I believe, at least it's out there, I don't feel like I'm compromising anything, and I surely wasn't at the table. This is Mr. Swarbrick and the boss man, Coach Kelly.
Gotcha.
So, but I want to say they added a few more ACC teams, yeah. and I think there's going to be, you know, five or six on the schedule, and that'll alter some stuff. But and I don't have a crystal ball, but Notre Dame is always going to be and have the one of the top challenging schedules in the country, which is a great thing. Again, I would imagine when the preseason polls come out for 2014, again, we'll probably have a top five challenging schedule.
They did play three BCS teams this year, and Notre Dame back bowling this year, but not nearly in as high-profile a game as last year. Bob Diaco also took time from the podium, stepped backstage, and quieted down some loud workers at the Marriott that were disrupting the ceremony.
No way.
David Basil said, could somebody, and Bob said, I got it.
I got it handled.
Jump back there and handled them.
You there with the mop.
Also, I would say one more thing about Notre Dame. This is the kind of thing that drives me crazy, and I understand they got stroke. But they are not playing in a BCS game this year, and they're getting a $1.8 million BCS check for not playing in a BCS game this year. What's right about that?
I'm not sure how that works.
It's annoying.
That's their special deal with the BCS.
You know what Bo Schembechler said when he was alive? He said, Notre Dame can drop dead.
And smart move. They got him in the Pinstripe Bowl
like
up there.
Sounds like a Nietzsche God mix.
He just said it.
So then he dropped dead.
Yeah.
Do they play Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl?
Yes.
Is that who they play?
Yeah, that Duke, North Carolina State, Wake Forest triumvirate will be a great schedule, Diaco.
Can't wait to get him at home and home with Wake Forest.
Well, I bet he'll win. He'll do just fine with the schedule he's got coming for UConn, because I guarantee they're out of conference ain't great, and their in conference certainly isn't.
Hey, big news there. Houstondale doesn't get that job.
No. Nope.
He'd been kicked around on that one, I think.
He's never going to get another gig again, it doesn't look like.
Not by the people at UConn, apparently.
See that Husky?
Matt, let's flip down to the bottom there. The Broyles Award winner, we did not actually get him on, unfortunately, and much to the pigskin's chagrin, he's a defensive coordinator at Michigan State University.
The man can bring it.
I want to thank David and Rotary Club for what they do to make this such a wonderful occasion to honor the assistant coaches with a national award that really has a meaning to it. So our winner is Pat Narduzzi from Michigan State.
I'm not supposed to say anything. He told us before just stand by the trophy and look pretty. But again, I'm floored by this. You know, I can't believe it's such a tremendous award. And you know, thank you very much. I mean, thank everybody again. You know, I don't know what to say. It's incredible. Thank you very much.
Pat Narduzzi. He's a real doozy, that defense of his.
That Justin Akre is the rudest young man I've ever seen in my life.
Also quoted.
In his prime, could you not have listened to Frank Broyles read the phone book?
Absolutely. I'd love to get him.
When he was with Keith Jackson, he was great
the
on the football game.
I would love to get Coach Broyles down and have him read the night before Christmas at Christmas Carol.
Oh, can you imagine?
David Basil, get it done.
What a class guy, too.
He's a fine football player, Keith. I recruited
Tommy,
him
are
at
you
the
really
University
wearing
of Arkansas.
Shorts? Are you really? Got a knee replacement, so you wear shorts. That's good. I'm sure that's good for a sick knee, is to get it. Your knee's going to get pneumonia.
No, you want to air that out.
Okay, I got you. Okay. One last thing here related to the Broyles Award is Gus Malzahn is a former winner. His team won the SEC championship coming off a 3-win season, 0-8 in the SEC. Amazing. Mm-hmm. He said he's pretty happy winning the SEC championship.
First of all, just very proud of our team finding a way to win against a very good Missouri team. And just like to congratulate them for getting here. I knew that they were going to play our tail off. You know, they're a top five team, and we're tickled to death to get the victory.
He was not any happier, of course, than Charles Barkley was, much like Bo Jackson.
Oh, love me some chuckles.
High-profile Auburn alum. Now, before the game, Charles made the rounds in Atlanta and made it into a local bar and got up on the DJ booth and had a few comments such as these, which
love
is,
it.
Again, Charles is the man.
Players here tonight. And listen, first and foremost, if there are any Alabama fans here, listen, I need y'all SEC ticket because y'all don't need it. Listen, for the next three songs, all the drinks at the bar are free on me. All the next three songs, I'm going to play three really good songs. And I want to welcome my Auburn family. Listen, if you're from Missouri, hey, if you're from Missouri, welcome from Missouri. But to all my Auburn people who are here with me tonight, drinks at the bar free for the next five songs.
Speaking of athletes you want to party with, Chuck Barkley.
I tell you what, is he not a, he's a modern day Will Rogers.
Well, they said he took a turn spinning the tunes as DJ, and he noticed he needed to dedicate the first song to the Alabama fans, and he played that CeeLo Green song, which we will not mention the title
of. Yes, but he's so, I tell you what, watching him off the cuff, watching him just kind of general. He's just a I just find him a fascinating guy.
He's likable.
His opinion on everything. I just think he's very insightful. When you watch him, he did a thing on the Zimmerman trial on the Golf Channel. It was Golf Channel, I think. Yeah. That was outstanding. No, maybe CNBC. And he was it was just very insightful. I find him fascinating.
He could run for higher office. It's been rumored before
in Alabama. Yeah. He's an interesting cat, though. I think he's one of those originals.
He'd be more interesting than Howell Heflin.
He would have been. I don't know. Heflin during those Clarence Thomas hearing. Was it Howard Cole pornography, Justice Thomas? Wasn't you looking at that Coke can?
Earlier this week, guys, the Veterans Committee bringing in three great managers into the Major League Hall of Fame. Bobby Cox, Tony La Russa, Joe Torre, all with 2,000 or more wins to their credit. And we did the math on it. They would have had to gone undefeated over 12 and a half years each to get to their win totals. It is remarkable how successful these guys have been, how many wins they've been a part of, how many significant wins, World Series, division championships, championship series wins. I mean, it's a remarkable group, and it's great they're going in together. And I know that Bobby Cox is hoping that Greg Maddux will be announced next month, that he's going in as well, and I'm sure he will be as a first ballot Hall of Famer.
How
also
does Bobby Cox win like 17 division titles and win one World Series, though?
It's not very efficient, admittedly. But he could have been worse, could have won none. Bobby Cox, Tony La Russa, Joe Torre, back to back to back. Here we go.
It's the greatest honor that we could ever have, and I'm excited to be in Cooperstown in July and get inducted, and hopefully two guys that helped get me to the Hall of Fame, Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux, will be inducted as well.
It's a stunner, but when you love baseball, you appreciate the history and the club that you've just been voted into, and with total respect, humility, and honored, I say thank you.
Can't tell you how excited I am, and then what makes it even better is to go in with these two guys who, you know, we waged a lot of battles against each other, and it's just a great, great feeling.
There you go. Three greats for sure. I don't know if he'll go in the Hall of Fame, but Terry Mahajer did join us yesterday. Certainly been in an interesting run here for Arkansas State. We talked to him about a couple of things, including what he looks for in a coach, and you may have seen the story on the inside of the sports page today about maybe just keeping it going. I mean, if it ain't broke, right? So we talked about both those things yesterday in the zone.
It changes. It changes by the day. It really does. I mean, I have a standard, you know, I have a template that I have that I like, that I want for the Sun Belt where we are regionally. You know, if I'm in the Big Ten, it may be different. If you're in the SEC or different. Where we are right now in our league, I have about 15 elements that I write down that I looked and every head coach that I think is very important for our program. You know, some of it's X and O's, some of it's recruiting geography, some of it is what position coaches they coached, what's their background, who they coached under. Have they ever been a head high school coach? Have they ever been a head coach on any level? So, you know, it's not exactly the easiest something. The one thing going for us, last year we had 33 searches in division and FBS football. This year there's only, I think, after last night, Eastern Washington, I think there's only 3 searches that are open right now. What'd you say?
You haven't given any thought to just doing like 1-year contracts with coaches and then moving on each time, because it's worked well the last few years.
Yeah, no, I haven't given any thought to that.
I'm just trying to get outside the box a little bit here. I mean, you guys are in a unique situation, so I'm saying, hey, if it ain't broke, you know what they say.
We could just do celebrity coaching for a year.
Yeah. Well, hey,
Barry Switzer can come back 1 year.
Sure.
You know, all those type of guys.
Why not? I applaud that idea. I like getting outside the box a little bit. What do you think? 1 year head coach, and then you move on. Last but not least, I got a request from this and from an emailer just a moment ago. My son Parker called me during the show, which was weird because I don't think he's ever called me during the show before. Mm-hmm. He left a voicemail on my cell phone, which instead of responding to the voicemail, of course, I just played it on the air for my own benefit. But
probably one of the more lucid, intelligent calls to the program.
No question about that. He's not damaged his brain with any drugs or alcohol. He got stuck at the house. It was a bad situation, apparently. We've since remedied it. I would like to say I've replaced the door handle in question.
Okay.
But here's the story. I do not lock my children anywhere. This just happened.
Dad, Mom will not answer her phone, and I'm locked upstairs. Like, the doorknob from downstairs to upstairs is like, broken. There's no screwdriver up here. I can't unscrew it, and Mom won't answer her phone, so there's no way I'm getting downstairs. I need your help, but you either by calling her or texting her. I don't know, because I need help. Thank you.
And well-mannered child thanking you there at the end.
What I did was, I couldn't actually fix the door handle, so what I actually did was, I got him a screwdriver and a bullhorn. So he can either call for help.
People of our neighborhood.
Just kick out a window and jump already. I mean, ninja. Come on. What happened to the resourcefulness right. of this generation of kids?
What a give-up attitude we have.
I like saying. How he's very frustrated with
cut a hole
life.
In the wall. She Mom won't answer her phone. What's her problem?
I'm like, bro, more sympathetic I could not be. She never takes my calls either.
He's already learned how to blame Mom for all this.
No question.
Well, what did Adam say to God? The woman you put here with me, she's right. the one that caused all this.
Yes. Don't make me wear a fig leaf. I like it the other way. Well, that was it. I guess we got to go. Maddie, great work. Pigskin, appreciate you. Bill Vickery, James Ballantyne, and the folks here at Dugan's Pub, Stratton's Market. Open for business, both locations. High school football on the bus tonight. Overtime's coming up next. Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery in the studio. Make sure you tune in for that after church.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Have a great weekend, everybody.